The teachers in Detroit aren't messing around anymore. On Monday, hundreds of teachers called out sick in a protest that is not sanctioned by their union, but is over what outraged teachers say are persistent deplorable conditions in the Detroit public school system. The city's school system has been under emergency management in 2008, but has continued to rack up debt. In addition, the current emergency manager is Darnell Early, the same man who was at the center of the lead poisoning crisis in Flint, Michigan, and was removed from that job last year. Teachers are not happy, as 7th grade teacher Kimberly Jackson told Takeaway Public Radio Station WDET in Detroit this week.
Why is it okay for our children to go to school on a daily basis where it's rat infested, bed bug infested, without the proper learning supplies? That's what the question should be. Why is it okay for that? Our children's lives matter. We want the best quality education. Birmingham, Bloomfield Hills, Grosse Pointe, they would not accept those types of environments for their children. And we're not going to accept it for our children. Our children's lives matter.
Cheryl Gay-Danyogo taught 6th through 8th grade science in both a charter school and then in the Detroit public schools. She's now a Michigan State representative for House District 8 in Detroit. This dispute, she says, goes beyond simply a few rundown schools.
The major issue is the conditions in which teachers are expected to be able to really improve academic achievement. Many of the buildings that they're teaching in are environmentally unsafe. There's leaking roofs. There's mold. A number of the boilers are not working properly, and so there's no heat. Children and the teachers both are in coats. So it's the conditions in which they are expected to teach the children. That's the major complaint. Also, the wages. Teachers have given concession after concession after concession throughout this dismantling of Detroit public schools. So these are very challenging conditions that they've continued to accept, but they've said enough is enough, and they're speaking up.
What do you make a representative of emergency manager Early's casting of this as a disruptive event that represents a minority of the teachers and isn't even necessarily sanctioned by the union? Listen.
But these actions caused by a minority of Detroit public school teachers serve no purpose other than to harm and disrupt the efforts intended for those who can ill afford to lose instructional time, social building time, and time in the classrooms.
He's casting this as a crisis. Detroit has a lot of sacrifices to make. We've just come out of bankruptcy, he suggests, and everybody's got to pull their weight, all hands on deck, and that includes the teachers. What's your reaction?
You know, it just goes to show how much Mr. Early is out of touch. This is not a disruption based on the needs or the desires of teachers, but it's them continuing to see the impact that these conditions are having on our children. And so they are speaking up. Parents are rallying behind them. I went to their rally yesterday. It was more than 300 people there who are honking and blowing horns and bringing down hand warmers for the teachers. The community has ramped up behind them, and they support the teachers because they know that this dismantling of our district has taken place as early as 1999 when we had a surplus in our district.
Now, stipulating that you've encountered parents who are supporting these teachers, nevertheless, what do you say to a parent, another parent, I'm just sort of hypothetically here, who would say, look, the kinds of problems you're talking about here, heating systems, getting rid of rats, building integrity issues. I mean, this is going to take a while. My kid has only precious 3 or 4 years. I can't wait for years until these demands are met. What do you say to that?
Some of these things can be done immediately. You look at all of the waste that has gone forward out of each emergency manager, and because there is no democracy, there is no transparency, our school board is in exile. They can't see what the accounting is. We don't know how much has been wasted that has gotten us to this $550 million deficit and ballooning if we were paid all at one time, $3.5 billion. So let's use the dollars that are coming from our taxpayers to get rid of these conditions in our schools. Kids cannot learn if they are fearful of rodents crawling around. I mean, it's not safe. It's not healthy. Right now, we have to start repairing and fixing that and come up with a plan to not ignore it.
Cheryl Gay-Danyogo taught 6th through 8th grade science in both a charter school and then in the Detroit public schools. She's now Michigan State Representative for House District 8 in Detroit. Thank you, Representative.
Thank you so much.